Good morning, Bloomington Normal. You are tuned in to 103.3 WZND, and it's time to wake up normal. My name is Gabriel.
I'm Sarah.
And I'm Caleb.
And also, of course, we have a very special guest here. We've got editorial intern Emmalyn Schumard for the University of Marketing and Communications here today. How are you doing today?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm good. And I'm so happy that you're in here to talk all about the spring edition of the Redbird Impact magazine.
Yes. Yeah, so the spring issue of Redbird Impact is out now. You can find it near the entrances to Milner Library, Hovey Hall, at the front desk of the Alumni Center, inside the Bone Student Center, and inside the Center for Civic Engagement. You can also find it online at illinoisstate.edu/redbirdimpact. The magazine promotes the service activities and projects of Illinois State's faculty, students, and staff, and highlights civic engagement opportunities available to the campus community. Redbird Impact intends to show the positive impact Illinois State is having on Bloomington Normal and beyond. This issue of Impact has some amazing stories, including an alumni's mobile medical truck saving lives in Ukraine, an inside look at Illinois State's emergency management team, and a professor's research into catastrophe capitalism.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Wait, those all sound super interesting,
yeah.
Actually. I always love the type of like topics that you guys like feature in your magazine.
It's amazing how broad the coverage can be because we really get local, and when we're doing this stuff with alumni, we get these broader looks like the Ukraine story.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. And so you said, yeah, the Ukraine story with the mobile medical truck. Wait, tell me a little bit more about that if you can.
So there was an alumni, his name's Jerry Worth, and he partnered up with another alumni named Mike Richards. They met at an event here at ISU, and they were able to put together a basically a mobile medical truck in Latvia that went around as part of Ronald McDonald House Charities. And then when the war started in Ukraine, they were able to shift their operations over there and basically set up a medical base there and also send a truck further into the country. So that, like, their work has truly saved lives. Like, that's incredible to me.
Yeah. Wow. No, I was going to say, I absolutely love that, actually. That is so cool. And so, Emmalyn, tell me a little bit of where people are able to find this magazine.
So you can always find it online. If you're ever worried about not finding it, illinoisstate.edu/redbirdimpact, that is out there. You can read all the cool stories, but you'll also probably see it just walking around campus. It's in the Bone Student Center. It's in Milner Library, Hovey Hall, Alumni Center, Civic Engagement Center. It's all there. You'll see it on those little, like, clear kiosks.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, they have them in the stands and everything. Yeah.
The cover's bright yellow.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Nice, like beautiful yellow. I absolutely love it. I actually, I picked myself up some copies before in the past.
Ooh.
And because they're really just such, like, interesting stories, and just seeing, like, you've said, what people are doing in the community,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, what a lot of, like, alumni have done, like, you know, going, mm-hmm. like, out of, like, off campus and everything. It's just so cool to see.
And that service focus is incredibly valuable, and it's really great that we get to highlight that through our work.
Oh, for sure. Oh, most definitely. Thank you again so much, Emmalyn, for just coming on and, you know, telling us all about it. And, you know, I definitely think everyone should check it out. Thank you again.
Thank you.